This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. President Biden says he's not giving up on reaching a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, even as regional tensions flare. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president tomorrow will host leaders of the Indo-Pacific group known as the Quad at his Delaware home, including dinner at his old high school. The president spoke hours after Israel carried out strikes near Lebanon's capital against Hezbollah militants, raising fears the Gaza war could spread into a regional war.
We're continuing to try to do what we tried from the beginning, to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes and go back safely.
Asked if an Israel-Hamas deal may now be slipping away.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The European Commission announced on Friday a loan of up to $39 billion for Ukraine to help cover its increased needs, saying it was needed to defend the country against Russian attacks and help it get through the winter. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Outlined on her visit to Kyiv, the loan is part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using $300 billion of Russian assets locked as punishment for invading its neighbor. Ukraine is facing huge financial needs after more than 2 years of intensive warfare that devastated its infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine planned to use the proposed loan for air defense, energy, and arms procurement. Zelensky also raised a victory plan, of which few details have been revealed, but he singled out the importance of the United States to the plan and said he and President Joe Biden would discuss it when they meet next week.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. This is VOA News. Farmers in Nigeria's Benue State fear floods are on the way amid rising water levels and after neighboring Cameroon started releasing water from a dam. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
Nigerian farmer Enoch Fatty has barely slept in the past few days. Water levels have started rising at his paddy farm and in a major river nearby. While the northern Borno state was recently hit by its worst flooding in 3 decades, the central Benue state is now facing its own deluge.
Almost covered with water again.
2 years ago, Benue was among states badly hit by floods following torrential rains. The downpour and neighboring Cameroon releasing water from the upstream Lagdo Dam caused the Benue River to burst its banks. Cameroon has this week again started releasing water from the dam. That's after heavy rains across western Central Africa that also caused the floods in Borno State.
David Doyle from Reuters. Google has opened its defense against allegations that it holds an illegal monopoly on online advertising technology, with witness testimony saying the industry is vastly more complex and competitive than portrayed by the federal government. Testimony Friday afternoon from a Google executive came after the government rested its case 2 weeks into the federal trial in Virginia. The Justice Department and a coalition of states contend that Google built and maintained an illegal monopoly over the technology that facilitates the buying and selling of online ads seen by online consumers. Google says the government's case ignores the competition the tech giant faces from social media companies and others. Early voting has begun in some states ahead of U.S. Election Day in November. AP correspondent Donna Water has more.
Today is the beginning of in-person voting for the 2024 U.S. presidential election in Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota. About a dozen states will have had early in-person voting by mid-October. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says he wants to see high turnout and low drama, but he warns voters that post office delays this election season could mean some votes not being counted.
In Minnesota and many other states, there's a clear deadline, and the difference of even 1 day delay can mean the difference between a vote counting and not counting.
It's a little more than 6 weeks before Election Day on November 5th. And across the country, local election directors are beefing up their security to keep their workers and polling places safe. I'm Donna Water.
Dutch prosecutors say that a 22-year-old man arrested after a stabbing in Rotterdam that left one person dead and another seriously wounded is suspected of murder and attempted murder with terrorist intent. The Rotterdam Public Prosecution Service said Friday that investigations into the suspect, whose identity has not been released, uncovered, quote, indications that the suspect may be ideologically driven. For example, the suspect shouted Allah Akbar a number of times during the commission of the crimes. The stabbing happened Thursday night. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.